turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really focusing on a dynamic, pretty high-stakes environment where your digital strategy is genuinely make or break.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about those hyper-competitive growth zones in Central Texas. And we're going to zoom in specifically on Cedar Park, Texas.
Yeah, Cedar Park is a great case study. It perfectly illustrates the modern challenge for local businesses. You know, you've got this relentless expansion. I mean, just a booming mix of retail, home services, healthcare, tech. It all creates this kind of digital pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, because if you're a local business there, your competition isn't just like the company next door anymore. It's every single venture that moved in last week. They're all fighting for that same tiny sliver of attention online.
Exactly. And the source material we've pulled together for today, it really gives us a blueprint for how a high-level digital partner actually tackles this challenge. So our mission in this deep dive is basically to shortcut your understanding, give you the specifics, the mechanisms they're using to turn those online searches into actual real-world customers walking through the door or calling.
Because the central problem is pretty unforgiving, isn't it?
Oh, totally. If your business isn't showing up like immediately in those search results, you are just systematically losing leads, period.
Yeah. And, you know, visibility today means so much more than just, oh, I have a website. What's really fascinating here and what the sources highlight is how the strategy has to blend the essentials, the rigorous technical SEO, like the plumbing and wiring of your online presence, with these brand new AI strategies, things designed specifically for the future of how people will search. So we're really unpacking a comprehensive approach. It's built for visibility today, conversions tomorrow, and really long-term success.
Yeah, and for me, that's the core thing that makes this deep dive essential for you listening. It's that intersection. How do you possibly master something like site speed and also make sure your content is structured for tools like ChatGPT and Google Gemini?
It's a whole new ballgame.
It is. That combination, that's the new standard.
Yeah.
And it promises some serious insights. So let's jump into the foundation first.
Okay, yeah. So starting with the necessary first step, we absolutely have to talk about local SEO.
Right.
This just isn't optional anymore for any business operating within a specific geographic area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think contractors, specialized dentists, wellness providers, those local boutiques.
The customers are physically nearby.
Exactly. They're geofenced, basically. Right. And these customers, they have immediate, super high intent when they search.
Yeah, they're not just like browsing travel blogs for fun. They've got a burst pipe or they need a chiropractor right now. So they're going after those high value location specific searches like Cedar Park TX electrician or maybe best physical therapy near Avery Ranch, stuff like that.
And if you're not showing up, you know, on the first page for those searches, especially in that Google Maps map pack section, you've pretty much lost the sale before it even began.
The difficulty though, in a market like Cedar Park, must be that competitive density you mentioned.
Oh, it's huge. You know, basic Google business profile optimization, that might have worked 5, maybe 10 years ago, but now everyone's doing at least the basics.
So you need more.
Definitely. To succeed now, the local strategy has to be, well, surgically precise. It absolutely must ensure you rank high in those near me searches and on Google Maps. Mm. And that comes down to establishing superior local authority.
Okay, establishing authority. When we talk local SEO, two things always seem to come up. Reviews, obviously, and local citations. But let's break that down. What specifically are we talking about when we say local citations? For someone who needs that quick shortcut to understanding.
Yeah, that's a great question because it's such a foundational term, but people often just assume everyone knows it. Local citations are basically just mentions of your business's core information, name, address, and phone number, what we call NAP.
Got it.
On other websites. Think business directories like Yelp, maybe TripAdvisor for some businesses, or even really specialized industry-specific listings like medical registries or contractor directories, local data aggregators too.
Okay.
the key is consistency.
Yeah.
Having that NAP perfectly consistent across all these different platforms, that's the bedrock. It tells Google, yes, this business is real, it's established, and it's trustworthy in this specific geographic area.
Ah, so if your NAP is like slightly different across 50 directories, maybe the street name is abbreviated on one, spelled out on another.
Google gets confused, or at least less confident, and your ranking can suffer because of it.
Right, but conversely, if you nail the citations, keep them consistent, and you're accumulating strong positive reviews,
then the benefits become really concrete. You start driving organic traffic from nearby neighborhoods. You improve your visibility on mobile searches and even voice searches,
which are increasingly important.
Absolutely. And crucially, you increase actual calls, appointment bookings, and physical walk-ins.
Yeah.
It's that direct line from the online search to the cash register, basically.
Makes sense, that direct connection.
Exactly. But, you know, local SEO, as critical as it is, it's just the foundation. If we look at the complete strategy, the architecture needed for survival today requires a truly modern toolkit. It goes way beyond just getting your name listed correctly.
Okay, so now we're moving into maybe the more, the heavy lifting on the technical side.
Yeah, precisely.
Being a full stack partner, as the source material puts it, means doing these deep dives into the website's actual health. They call it technical SEO and site audits.
Mm-hmm.
And this sounds like where a site either becomes, you know, Google friendly, meaning you can actually compete, or it just sort of fades into that digital abyss.
That's a good way to think about it. Rigorous technical health is absolutely non-negotiable now. We're talking about fixing core issues related to site speed, how fast your pages load.
Which everyone hates waiting for.
Everyone. And Google knows it. Then there's mobile responsiveness, making sure your site looks and works perfectly on phones and tablets. Google now actively penalizes sites if they aren't mobile friendly.
Right.
And then things like crawlability, can Google actually find and understand all your pages? And the precise use of something called schema markup. These are like the essential engineering requirements for your website.
Okay, before we move past the tech side, let's drill down on that one schema markup. It sounds kind of abstract. How does properly implementing schema actually like show up for the local Cedar Park business owner? What does it let them do that maybe a competitor without it can't?
Ah, okay, good question. Think of it like this. Schema markup is basically structured data. It's code you add to your website that helps Google understand exactly what kind of content it's looking at on a page.
So more than just keywords.
Way more. It tells Google, okay, this is a local business address, or this specific text is a customer review, or this is a product with this price, or even this is a frequently asked question and its answer.
Okay.
When you implement it correctly, it allows your business listing in the search results to potentially earn rich snippets.
Rich snippets, right. I've seen those. That's the practical payoff then.
That's the immediate visible payoff. If you've ever done a search and seen results with like little star ratings right under the link, or maybe specific event dates or pricing listed right there, or even a little mini Q&A box expands.
Yeah.
That schema markup in action. It makes your listing immediately stand out from the plain blue links. It shouts authority, provides extra useful info up front, and dramatically increases the chances someone clicks on your result.
Okay, that makes the technical effort sound instantly tangible, much less abstract.
It really is.
And because this is framed as a full stack approach, the sources also talk about supporting services. These seem designed to ensure the site not only works well technically,
right,
but also looks good and actually converts visitors. Things like website design.
Right, you need elegant, responsive websites, as they put it, sites that reflect the brand properly, but are also built specifically to drive results, get that phone call, get that form filled out, once that high intent customer actually lands on the page.
Uh-huh.
And social media marketing that's folded into this too. But importantly, it's not just posting random stuff. It's about creating a consistent, engaging presence on the right platforms, maybe Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, depending on the business.
Tailored to the business type.
Exactly. But the strategy is specifically tailored to actively support the SEO efforts, driving relevant traffic back to those conversion-focused, technically sound web pages. It's all interconnected, constantly pushing that user back toward the point where they become a customer.
Okay, that covers the, let's say, the rigorous foundation and the essential supporting toolkit. But now, let's pivot, because we need to get into what seems like the most unique and frankly cutting-edge element mentioned in the sources. The thing that really differentiates a strategy built for you know, 2024 and beyond.
Ah, yes.
LLM seeding. Okay, let's unpack this.
Right. This is genuinely the new frontier. And it speaks directly to how you future-proof a local business. Because the whole way people search is changing.
How so?
Well, it's clearly moving away from just typing a few keywords and getting back that list of 10 blue links. It's shifting towards more conversational answers generated by these large language models, LLMs, like Google's Gemini or OpenAI's ChatGPT.
Okay, LLM seeding. It sounds revolutionary, maybe a bit buzzwordy. Is this some kind of proprietary black box, or are there actual verifiable steps businesses can take now to make sure these AI tools actually cite them?
That's the critical question. And no, it's not just a black box, although the term LLM seeding itself might be proprietary language from this specific provider. It is built on verifiable structural steps. It's defined in the source as the strategy of ensuring your website content is structured, organized, and factually rigorous enough so that these AI tools can confidently extract your business information, synthesize it, and use it in their conversational answers.
Okay, so if I ask my phone or smart speaker, you know, who's the best plumber in Cedar Park that handles emergency leaks?
Right.
And instead of just a list of links, the AI gives me a synthesized conversational answer summarizing a couple of options.
Right.
I need to make sure my business is the one being accurately represented, maybe even recommended in that answer.
Precisely. And think about the consequence of ignoring this. It's potentially, well, total digital invisibility in the near future. If search shifts heavily toward that conversational answer box, that AI-generated summary at the top, and your content is only optimized for the old keyword model, you simply won't be discoverable when someone asks that natural conversational question. You won't be part of the AI's knowledge base for that query.
So what does AI-friendly content actually look like? Structurally, it can't just be like writing a good blog post, can it?
It requires a bit more strategic thinking than that. And we see hints of this in the source material. Mm. The content needs to prioritize clear, comprehensive, factual accuracy, for one. But it also needs to be organized in highly structured ways that these LLMs can easily digest and understand.
Okay, like how?
Well, it often means heavily utilizing that structured data. We talked about the schema markup to explicitly label things. But it also means structuring the actual written content in clear Q&A formats, maybe using bullet points for key features, creating highly organized service pages that explicitly define key terms, service areas, maybe even pricing ranges. The goal is really to make it incredibly easy for the AI to parse your page and cite you as the authoritative source for that specific piece of information. Less ambiguity, more structure.
That feels like a fundamental shift. It really connects the deep technical side, the schema, directly with the content strategy itself.
Yeah, it does. They have to work together.
And the source material, it explicitly lists expertise in LLM seeding and this kind of AI-enhanced SEO as a primary reason why competitive Cedar Park businesses are choosing this particular approach or provider. It sounds like it's becoming a survival requirement, not just some fancy marketing bonus.
I think that's accurate. Now, moving on to how this actually works in practice, like the partnership model. Success isn't just about having the cutting-edge strategy. It also hinges on transparency and process.
Right. People want to know what they're paying for.
Exactly. And the strategy outlined here is structured around a very clear, defined five-step roadmap. This seems designed to make sure the client understands the process and the commitment to measurable outcomes.
Okay. What are the steps? It looks like it starts with a discovery call.
Right. Step one is really about learning the business, understanding their specific goals, their target audience, their current challenges.
Makes sense. Followed immediately by the comprehensive SEO audit. That's where they analyze the current site performance, the technical health we discussed, current keyword rankings. Basically setting the baseline, right?
Exactly. You need to know where you're starting from. Then step three is strategy development. This is where they build out that custom SEO roadmap specifically tailored to the Cedar Park market and looking closely at direct competitors.
So not a generic fix.
Definitely not. That bespoke strategy is crucial in a competitive area. Then step four is the active implementation, actually doing the work, optimizing the site, creating that LLM ready content, improving the technical performance based on the audit.
And the final step. Step five, which seems vital for building trust, is reporting and refinement.
Continuous improvement. They track results, usually monthly, adjust the strategies based on what the real-time performance data is telling them, and crucially, keep the client fully informed throughout the process. It's designed as a cycle.
A continuous loop.
Okay. And this commitment extends to being that full-stack partner we mentioned. It means they can handle a wider range of needs, ensuring consistency. things like graphic design for both print and digital, branding, logo creation, even writing the SEO blog content, and significantly providing that specialized AI consulting and generative content strategy, which, you know, cycles right back to reinforcing that LLM seeding expertise.
Right, it all connects.
The whole operation seems designed to keep the business not just current, but actually ahead of the curve.
Okay, so if we were to summarize the core takeaway here, for businesses in Central Texas, or really any rapidly growing competitive local market, it sounds like the successful digital strategy needs this simultaneous three-pronged focus.
I think that's right. First, you absolutely need that rigorous, deep technical health.
Yeah.
Site speed, crawlability, schema markup, all have to be perfectly executed. No cutting corners there.
Okay, prong one, technical excellence.
Second, hyper-precise geotargeting and building local authority. That means nailing those local citations for consistency and actively managing high-quality reviews.
Prong two, local dominance.
And third, and this is maybe the most critical one looking forward, is sophisticated AI readiness.
Mm.
Getting your content prepared via strategies like LLM seeding, you really need all three of those working in harmony.
Yeah, it sounds like generic SEO, the kind that maybe just involves some basic keyword research and link building, is just, well, it's insufficient now.
Completely. Success really seems to depend on partnering with someone, a firm, or an expert who deeply understands both the hyper-local market dynamics and the rapidly evolving technology landscape. You need that structural depth combined with sort of AI anticipation to actually rise above the noise.
Right.
And this really raises, I think, an important final question for you to consider as you wrap up listening to this deep dive. If the major search engines, like Google, are actively integrating AI models like Gemini right into their core search functions, and they are, how much of your current online content is truly optimized for that conversational search future? And maybe more importantly, what specific structural steps going beyond just optimizing for traditional keywords must you take, like immediately, to ensure that your business is the one the AI actually chooses to cite and feature? Because that transition, it's happening right now.
A lot to think about there. Definitely food for thought. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making Lancers take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.